Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,267. Michael S. Mears seeks variances from the rear yard setback requirements for an existing structure, sections 115.25 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Paradise Road, approximately 0.25 miles west of Governor Stokely Road. The 911 address is 22159 Paradise Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 10, Parcel 10.16. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 10.9-foot variance and a 10.8-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for a pole building with a footprint in excess of 600 square feet. Staff would note we've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
Michael Mears, address 22159 Paradise Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Michelle Mears, 22159 Paradise Road.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
All right.
Good. Could you explain to us your request and and address the standards?
All right. First, we requested the pole building be placed in the northeast corner of the property, and the contractor, Delmarva Pole Building, is who we contracted, did not follow the setbacks as per the building permit that they pulled. We were not aware of the error with the setbacks until the building was complete. They told us it was 10 feet on the building. Setback.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave Delmarva Pole Building a general idea of where we wanted the building, but we assumed that Delmarva Pole Building would place it according to the building permit. This building is for personal use, and relocating the building would cause major issues. We request it be left as is because its placement was not our fault. And we believe that Delmarva Pole Building would do the work to per code. Like I said, they pulled the building permit, and they knew the setbacks.
Sure.
And they should have told us that, you know, it's got to be 20 feet and 15 feet. We were told the whole time it was 10 foot on each side. And we never found out until the building was up.
You relied on them?
Yeah.
Did you ask them to come tonight?
No, we didn't ask them to come. We had a heated discussion about this.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you like for them to be subpoenaed to this board?
It would be nice.
It would be nice.
I mean, yeah, we've talked to, you know, different people, and evidently this is a problem they have doing.
It has been a problem with that company in the past, I will say.
Very, very frustrating.
Yeah, it was frustrating.
I'm sure it is.
Yes.
Because you entrusted them to do the job complete.
Right, and they said it was our fault. I said, it's not my fault.
So,
you know, you pulled a building permit.
Who was the individual that you dealt with? Who signed this permit? Do you know? It looks like somebody scribbled.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Yeah, I don't know who the scribbler was.
We actually dealt with Stefan.
Stefan?
Yes.
Okay.
He was our salesperson
that I was very angry with when we found out that it was 20 feet when I spoke with him on the phone.
Uh-huh. All right.
Did they give you a copy of this?
Or? Absolutely. They never gave us a copy I spoke with him on the phone when I said 20 feet after I said some very choice words when I found out that it was 20 feet. They swore they never measured the building, and I said, well, how is your building not square if you never squared it and measured it, when I knew that I saw one after he squared the building?
We've always had surveyed before, it had metal posts that we've left in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they pulled a string line off them posts.
Okay. They did?
Yeah, my wife.
I saw them do it.
Right, and they were assuming that it was 10 feet.
Right.
Because they never read the permit.
You had the building up, and then you found out
concreted.
Yeah, it was all done.
Goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. If they had told us beforehand, we would have done something else different, you know?
Now, if we subpoenaed them, it would take some time. Is that a problem for you?
No,
if it takes, you know, a month to get them here?
You do whatever you have to do. This is very, very frustrating.
Very well.
I can imagine.
They knew that they were...
I mean, I'm a plumbing contractor, and, you know, when I pull a plumbing permit in your house, I have to do it per code.
I get it.
It's not your problem. If I did it wrong, it's my problem. I pulled the permit.
And that's specifically what he has told them numerous times.
I understand.
We have to know the codes.
Absolutely.
And they should too.
Absolutely. Yep, we agree. Okay, well, we'll hear, finish our hearing out, and then we'll make a decision as to whether to leave the hearing open for them to come forward.
Right.
Okay, is there any problem with that?
Well, the board does have a right to issue subpoenas. The only, the drawback there is it'd probably be the first meeting in March, I would think, before we could probably have those out and, you know, give them time to be here, which would delay a decision for these folks if the board were so inclined to approve it. You know, I don't know what the board's inclination would be, but that would just delay that decision another month.
There's nothing holding you up, like financing or anything?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we're not going to pay them the rest of the money.
Okay.
That we owe.
I mean,
it's just done.
I guess the question that I would have, and this is for you all, is their appearance here material to the five standards for granting a variance? Because if you, based on what you've got here in the record, before you and the paper record and what they've testified here to tonight, because if you think that it's, that you've got enough to make a decision on, then really we don't need to go through the hoops of subpoenaing.
Well,
but there is, I can understand the frustration that
Sure.
these folks have with their builder not following the permit.
And it's obvious that, well, it's obvious it wasn't created by the applicant. However, the applicant, as we've discussed in many cases before this, is ultimately responsible for what happens on their property. And the fact that we've had this issue with this company before, you know, obviously letters aren't effective.
Oh, they seem to be.
So yeah, I know I've sent at least one. I don't know if I've sent multiple ones.
Well,
I can look to see how many I've sent.
I can tell you that back when I kept records, there was at least five letters sent in the past. Yes.
So if we bring him in, or that whoever is coming in, I mean, they're going to find out that.
Well, we can, you know, we can bring them in and ask them what they plan to do to remedy the problem.
Yeah.
I did.
We could. So that would be the intent.
Yeah. I did speak to the farmer behind us, and he didn't have a problem with the pole
sure.
building.
Sure.
So
okay.
You know, I didn't go over there and speak to him about it.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let's continue on. Is there other questions for members of the board?
Nope.
Mr. Sharp.
Do you have well and septic on this property?
Yes.
Where is that about approximately located?
The septic is on the west, or on the left side of the pool. Yeah, keep coming towards the house.
In the building envelope.
Keep right there. Oh, closer to the right there.
Almost smack dab in the middle of the property.
Yeah, like. The whole septic takes up this whole side. This would be the septic tanks, and that's all drain field there.
Okay, so it looks like a large part of your building envelope would be your septic system.
Yeah.
All right. And I presume you've got a well on this property?
Yeah, it's up front.
It's up front.
Okay. So I'm guessing this is probably that corner would have been the only place.
That's the only place to put it, yeah.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
They can met the setbacks, though, right? They can met those setbacks.
What's that?
They can met your
they could
setbacks.
Have.
That building.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
We could have changed it.
We could have changed it to meet this, yes.
Okay. Now they're going to come here and say, well, this is the only place it could be. That's why.
Oh, no.
Well,
no.
So you could meet
we
that.
We could have met it.
Well, their thing is, well, you told us where to put it. Well, it doesn't matter where I told you to put it. You got to follow your building permit.
Right. Right.
You could have told us.
We could have met this right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
This right here.
Yeah, you could have met the setback, it appears.
Yes.
Is it the corner of that garage is more than 11 feet. From your pool, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. In fact, it looks like it might even be 30, as much as 30 feet. So, okay. Is there anyone here that's in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. What's your pleasure?
I make a motion that we keep the hearing open and subpoena the contractor to appear.
And only for the purpose of the contractor to testify?
For us to ask questions of them.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Seconding. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, that motion's carried. We'll bring them in and let you know when that's going to happen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And what I should say, because this is still, I would say what we'll do is it'll be left open until March 4th. We will issue a subpoena to the builder to be here at that meeting.
Yep. Okay. But we will let you know if that is not the case.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.